man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
But he was killed by a man.
You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on March 10th, 2020. Thanks for joining us. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next 60 minutes, and coming to you from far away North Dakota, and glad to have you here wherever you may be listening. The show is live, and you can add to the liveliness with your phone call at 800-313-9443. Oh, let's see. The name of the show, how about that? The Trump Phenomenon. So what happened with the Trump Phenomenon today? Let's take a look. The two stories we want to talk about tonight for sure, and anything that you might come up with as well. One is the demon rat primary in five states, which is at this moment being decisively won by slow Joe Biden, and we'll give our thoughts on that. And then the other story that's ongoing, of course, is the deadly plague that is actually, unfortunately, half of our audience that we had last night is now expired from the deadly plague that is sweeping throughout all of our society. So we, the ever-dwindling few in this audience, we will carry the torch and go on. How many of us will still be here tomorrow? We can't say for sure, including yours truly. But we stagger on. That's one view. The other view is, well, let's take a look. I'll go over here to the dashboard. I haven't looked at it yet today out of just fear, terror, what I would see in the coronavirus dashboard. Here it is over here at Johns Hopkins University. Now, I haven't looked yet today. Last night, be fair about this. And truth in advertising. Let's see here. Last night, the number of dead due to this worldwide plague at the Johns Hopkins dashboard was 3,996. I have no idea what the number is going to be right now. Let me hit refresh. I'm at the dashboard as it appeared last night, still on my screen. Okay, and the total confirmed cases is 113,585. Let me write these down because they're about to disappear when I hit refresh. And we'll get to new. Total recovered, 62,517. Write that down. Recovered. And let's see. Confirmed cases by country. The U.S., 605. And I don't see the fatalities yesterday, but I think it was 27 or something like that. But let's see. Let's pick some other countries here. Let's pick Germany, 1,176 cases. There's Deutschland. And how about Switzerland was at 374. I'm just picking a few here, cherry picking a few. And let's go down further to, here's something right in China's lap, of course, Hong Kong, 115 total cases in Hong Kong. Think about that, folks. Here's a worldwide raging virus that's going to kill us all. And here we are in Hong Kong, which is really an integral part of China, 115. A city where everybody's piled upon one upon another. People are constantly flying in and flying out. Cruise ships docking constantly. It's a port city. It's an airport city. It's a trade hub. And it's incredibly densely packed, so you couldn't come up with a better place for transmitting disease. All right, I'm going to hit refresh. See, there's another one I want to take here. Oh, let's just pick another one. Let's pick a country here. Since it's sweeping the world, let's pick Ireland. There's Ireland with 21 cases. And now I will hit refresh. There's Mexico with 7. That's there's nothing reliable about Mexico. I don't know. How about Hungary with 9 cases? Hungary. Okay. So here we go. Now I'll hit refresh. Bada bing, bada bang. I'll never see it again. It's going away. Here comes the new dashboard at Johns Hopkins University. This is the coronavirus dashboard, they call it. What's the origin of that phrase? It's kind of, it looks like the dashboard on your car, I guess. Lots of different dials and gauges across which you can scan. Okay, total confirmed cases. Oh, come on. Ladies and gentlemen. All right, so 24 hours later, not only is it not true that half of us are dead, the total confirmed cases, the only number that's gone up significantly is total recovered people, which has gone up by, let me write it down here, it has gone up by 2,000, the total recovered, to 64,000. The total deaths has gone up only 200 total deaths. So we're all peeing in our boots in fear. And while we're doing that, around the world, around this vast planet of ours, 200 more people died, we are told. And let's get down to the details here. I should have written some more details down. The U.S. total cases, I wrote that down, has gone up from 605 to 972. So that's gone up 320 people. Germany has gone up 1,457, has gone up, sorry, I'm talking to myself, has gone up by 300 people. Switzerland has gone up by 120 people. Let's look at Hong Kong. I'm looking at these for the first time. Hong Kong. Okay, here we go. Hong Kong, right? Worldwide epidemic, pandemic, bubonic plague, the Black Death, Spanish flu, part two. Hong Kong has gone up 5 new cases in Hong Kong. Now, Hong Kong's a big city, too. Isn't it like 10 million people or something in that area? 5 to 10 million people. It's a big town. 5 cases. And you know they're on it. These are Chinese people. They're all over this epidemic. They are at war, essentially, with Red China. So they're not trying to cover it up they're not playing footsie with the Chinese communist government. They're in pretty much a lethal, hostile stance with them. 5 new cases. All right. And then Ireland. We looked at Ireland. Let's go down here to Little Ireland, which I think has probably a smaller population than Hong Kong, probably, for sure, wouldn't you say? Ireland has gone up from 21. Wow. Here's our big gainer. Ireland has gone up from 21 to 34. On a percentage basis, they're the biggest gainer. And, but still in the realm of what? Insignificance. And let's go to Hungary. Well, sadly, Hungary gets no distinction at all. They had 9 cases yesterday, and they've got 9 cases today. Look out. The bubonic plague is coming to a theater near you soon. So the story stands as it was reported here yesterday. Fake news. It's a hoax. Now, let me comment on the fact that you see some of the good guys, some people on the Trump team on TV, like Mike Pence himself, for example, like Dr. Fauci. They are looking solemn and serious. At least they're not griefy, but they're looking serious. And, we have 1 million test kits now distributed. Tomorrow we will have 4 million. That's what Pence said today. They can't say the sort of thing I'm saying here on the radio, which is, hey, folks, you're being hoaxed. They can't say that, and it's understandable. I perfectly understand it. If they said, hey, this doesn't look that bad. If they just said that, hey, this doesn't look all that bad to me. They would be roasted instantaneously. They'd be barbecued to a crisp by the communist media. I know we have Red Chinese. We have the Red Chinese. We have the red, what would we call them? They're not really Americans, are they, the media? The red fake news. Come up with a term here for what they are. We should always identify them that way. When I was a boy, we didn't talk about China. We talked about Red China. And as little kids, we didn't realize that our parents were making a distinction verbally with that identification, that Red China wasn't the same thing as China. And so our media, our red media, we could go with that as an interim word. But anyway, so I'm free on this show to say this is a hoax, that we, the buffalo, the bison, are being stampeded by the media, a la George Orwell's 1984. where, well, a la the American Plains Indians of 1884, maybe a little earlier than that. They weren't, their operation had pretty much shut down by 1884, but let's say 50 years earlier, to kill buffalo, they would run them off the edge of a cliff. Frighten the herd. Remember, there were millions of bison carpeting the Great Plains of America. And that was an easy way to, you know, for a hunter-gatherer, Paleolithic society, that was a good way to get great food and fur for your teepee and your cat coat and so on, was to just run the buffalo off a cliff. And then there they were. You know, you needed two buffalo, but yeah, you got 500 dead at the bottom of the cliff. Oh, well. And after they got the horse from the conquistadors, few escaped from the Spaniards, and those were bred into the horses that Indians had never had through their how many years on the North American and South American continents. What is the estimate as to how many years these folks from Asia had occupied North and South America? Various widely ranging estimates, but maybe 12,000 years ago. I don't think anybody estimates more than 20,000 years ago. So actually quite recently that they walked on foot into North America. Anyway, we're drifting afield here. And so, but I'm free to say this kind of thing because I don't have to worry about the lamestream red media excoriating, roasting, barbecuing me. But we'll keep this report going every day. Tomorrow, when we start the show, I will update this Johns Hopkins dashboard coronavirus chart again. And I've got the numbers I just wrote down. Oh, I should have written down. Yes, I did. I wrote down today's score. And I'll pick the same markers tomorrow. See, this is the night, the day before yesterday. And I'm betting you a dollar to a donut that there will be no explosion of numbers. There will be no out-of-control epidemic. There will be actually something that, as viruses, annual recurring viruses go, this one being novel, that is, this is the first appearance, we are told, of this particular one, this is nothing spectacular. No reason to shut down all the cruise ships, take our planes out of the sky, crash our stock market, close all our schools. Well, wait a minute, that's a good idea. Well, but for other reasons. Panic. This was a panic attempt. And in a panic, and by the way, notice also quite strategically, who was it in the Obama administration that said, never let a good tragedy go to waste? Was that the quote, or is it slightly different? Never let a good natural disaster go to waste? It was somebody like Eric Holder. It was one of those Obamaites. And the very unusually, honestly, was admitting what they do. These are merchants of chaos. So they will, if something goes wrong, they will exploit it. We'll come back with the election. Biden appears to have finished off our buddy Bernie. We'll be with you right after this break with that result. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Here's some might call me a good time.
Good time, fella. I ain't black. I ain't yellow. Looking for a place to do my thing. Hey, we're back. Doing our thing. Proud and white, and I got a song to sing. Well, let's go to the Biden versus Sanders. And the... in just a moment, but just closing out our thought a little earlier on the worldwide catastrophic epidemic here we have this, the Joint Staff Surgeon of our armed forces, Brigadier General, Air Force Brigadier General Paul A. Friedrichs. He did something he's not supposed to do today. He said something true. Not supposed to do that. He was in a Pentagon briefing, and he said exactly what Donald Trump has been saying and what we've been saying on this show. Listen to him. If you don't believe the others here. Air Force Brigadier General Paul A. Friedrichs, Joint Staff Surgeon, said Tuesday at a Pentagon briefing, that's today, that President Trump is, quote, right, that the seasonal flu is more dangerous than the coronavirus. Were you listening for that one? Yes. The Joint Staff Surgeon. The seasonal flu is more dangerous than the coronavirus. And here's more of the quote. Quote, so the president is right. I know you're shocked that I said that, but the president is right. Friedrichs said to a reporter, there are more people ill with the seasonal flu than are ill with coronavirus worldwide and in the United States and in the military. And he said, the reporter asked him, why do you seem to be taking the coronavirus more seriously than the flu? And the reporter said, the president himself thinks that the seasonal flu is more dangerous. And he actually tweeted about that. Oh my gosh, the reporter said. Now, remember the tweet from the president. I'll just repeat it for you in case you didn't catch it. He tweeted, so last year, this is your president talking. So last year, 37,000 Americans died from the common flu. I know I certainly wasn't one of them. It averages between 27,000 and 70,000 per year. Nothing is shut down. Life and the economy go on. At this moment, there are 546 confirmed cases of coronavirus with 22 deaths. And then the president closes with this, asking liberals to do more than they're capable, which is think about that. Think about that. That requires thinking. Anyway, so general. But not just any general and not just any doctor, but the joint staff surgeon. That's the top guy, right? All righty, that's a good one. Now, let's go to Biden versus Uncle Bernie. And the headline at Breitbart, here's their live coverage. The results are just coming in now, but enough are in that, you know, it's easy to call these things. Breitbart says Mississippi, 36 delegates, Biden will win. Missouri, 68 delegates, Biden will win. Michigan, 125 delegates, Biden will win. And Bernie's being wiped out. Breitbart quotes this tweet from somebody. The math is now clear. Joe Biden is going to be the Democrat nominee for president.
Started crying, manners were praying, and hearts beat.
We'll take a little break and come right back with more of these five state results. I don't know if anything's in Washington, probably is not in yet. Stay tuned.
The miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone. Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I've got to beware.
Hey, speaking of bison, the band singing right there, you know, bless your hearts, all you out there in the audience. Not many of you are old enough to remember the band Buffalo Springfield. that was it right there. Which was the precursor to the formation of Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And how'd they come up with that name, Buffalo Springfield? They were on Sunset. They were all in the car together and on Sunset Boulevard there in Hollywood, and they were trying to think of a name for their band they were forming right then and there, and there was a tractor working on the street. They looked at the tractor, and on the side, the name was stamped in, Buffalo Springfield. Somebody said, yeah, Buffalo Springfield. That's a funny story. I believe that story is true. At least the band says it's true. Now, here's a good one for you. I'll make you happy you stayed through the break. Here is my pick for American president number 46. My pick is Donald Trump Jr. And let's listen to him for a moment. He's on an Axios radio show with a small audience, studio audience there. Listen to how articulate chip off the old block. The apple has fallen right under the tree. He is a spitting image of his dad, Donald Trump Jr., in his brilliance. Listen to him, and he's talking. Well, just listen to him. Here he is. This is Sunday.
For a second, when you think about Joe Biden, like, give me, like, synthesize the attack that's going to come.
Off the top of my head, it's multiple fold, right? First of all, you have sort of just a guy that's telling us he's going to do all these things. He's going to do them. But he's been in politics for 50 years. Why hasn't he done them then? The second part of that is, you know, if Donald Trump mixed up Iowa and Ohio once, the media and you know where I'm going on this one, right, guys? The media would be on TV. Every telepsychologist would say, Donald Trump has lost his mind. He's in the later stages of dementia and a combination of Alzheimer's. He's not fit to run.
Now, by the way, did you notice what the boy was doing? Just like his pappy. Donald Trump does that. He's such a great stand-up comedian, such a great speaker. He will take on a voice. He will do an impersonation. And he gives you drama that way. A rare and outstanding skill.
Joe Biden doesn't know what state he's in 50% of the time. If Donald Trump did the equivalent, you would not hear anything other than that.
How much will his son be a part of that, Hunter? There's obviously been a big...
Listen, I think it's got to be a big part. I was an international business person before my father got into politics. That's what we did. I'm not going to say I haven't benefited from my father's last name, just like Hunter Biden did. That'd be foolish to say that. But I haven't benefited from my father's taxpayer-funded office. Okay? Hunter Biden, his father becomes VP. All of a sudden, he goes over to the Ukraine, and he's making $83,000 a month. So, you know, the media likes to do this sort of false equivalence. You're doing this, you're doing that. We stopped doing any new international business deals when my father won the presidency. So
now, can you hear how high that IQ is? False equivalence. Nice. False equivalence. I'm going to try to remember that term of art, false equivalence, because that's Donald Trump Jr. correctly identifies what the media does constantly in equating. For instance, Donald Trump will criticize judges for crappy decisions, and that somehow is a false equivalent to Chuck Schumer, crying Chuck Schumer, physically threatening Gorsuch and Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court property while they're hearing a case. The media, you heard it all last week, this is an equivalent. Well, Donald Trump threatens judges, so Schumer does. No. And they're counting on the stupidity of the public to sell that false equivalence. Nice thinking by Trump Jr. And to take this role, to be a patriot president, you must be brilliant, or you can't possibly sail into the teeth of that media hurricane.
You know what would be great? I'll let you host it. You moderate a debate between Hunter Biden and myself.
See, is that not Donald Trump? Right there, you're hearing, he is sitting there. Donald Trump is fast on his feet. He is brilliant, innovative, creative, funny. And here's Don Jr. He was just asked a question by this host who's been sitting there kind of stony-faced, trying to be impartial. And he's finally broken out in a big smile here. When he asks about, what about Hunter Biden? And Don says, hey, you, radio host, you be the host, you be the moderator. It's me, Don Jr. against Hunter Biden. And The audience loves it. It's now, the gauntlet has been thrown down. And of course, Hunter's not going to do it, is he? But it's nevertheless effective. The president's son is saying, now, this is the first time I've heard this. I saw the headline. I knew it would be brilliant because it's Don Jr. But now let's see what else he has to say.
No, seriously. We can go full transparency. We show everything. And we can talk about all of the places where I'm supposedly grifting, but Hunter Biden isn't.
Wait,
I would love
like
to do it.
The great who made more off dad debate?
No. Hey, as it relates to the grift, they're saying we're profiting off of the presidency.
But you
let's talk about
don't
it.
You?
I don't know that I've profited off
you
the presidency.
We have a best-selling book. You do paid speeches. I've
done paid speeches for over a decade.
Account.
I do a lot. I don't even do the international ones anymore.
You make some money off it, right?
Nothing that I haven't done before. And again, if you looked at my tax returns,
right,
which maybe we could talk about in this debate.
So you'll release your tax returns. You would release your tax returns if he would debate you. You'd really debate him?
I 100% debate him. Let's talk about who profited off of whose public service. Happy to do it. Let's make it happen.
That radio host, he's some kind of halfway famous guy. I don't recognize him. He couldn't believe it. What Don Jr. just dropped in his lap. So you'll see this challenge out there to Hunter Biden. But Hunter Biden, where is Hunter Biden, folks? Oh, and that's one of the proposals for the Donald Trump blimp that's going to be sailing, especially over the battleground states, places like Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Minnesota. It will be, let's hope for fair weather as much as possible. It'll be flying and you can put different banners. It'll say Trump 2020 on the side of the blimp on both sides, but then you can hang other messages from the blimp. And they're strapped to the blimp. They're beautiful. Here's one of those messages. Greg Gutfeld proposed it on his show. Where's Hunter? Where's Hunter? Oh, Hunter, where are you? Because he is going to be where until November 3rd? And then beyond, he's going to be in the tall grass. That's where Hunter Biden's going to have his ass, in the tall grass, because he's got a former girlfriend who's suing him for child support. Well, girlfriend, a lady that he knocked up, is suing him for child support. He won't pay for his own child. And what's beautiful about that lawsuit is that she is able to subpoena his tax records and other records and emails and so on. And she's doing that. And Hunter is in the tall grass. He's not providing these things. She also, as part of that lawsuit, can depose him. And he's refusing to show up. He's scheduled for a hearing in Arkansas. Apparently this gal is in Arkansas. But this has opened up things that, this is smoking Hunter out of the tall grass. So, and you know what? Let's go back to our opening story here of Biden versus Bernie. I think this is going to be more fun. Trump versus Biden campaign is going to be more of a hoot than Trump versus Bernie. Bernie's too serious. He's too, he's hard to even look at his face. But Joe Biden he's a hoot. It's fun just sitting there waiting to see what will come out of his mouth. So we're going to have and we need a little bit of levity, don't we? Since we're all dying, should at least get a laugh or two before we cough up our last phlegm of coronavirus death. There you go. I think I might have a caller here. Let me look at my caller board, 800-313-9443. Yes, there he is, dying up in Vancouver. Oh, we lost him. He died, That's I hold you callers as long as I can, but here's another one that just died while he was waiting to talk on the show. James in Vancouver. James, if the doctors can bring you around, if they can restore your pulse and breathing, call back. We'll put you on the air for your final word to all your fans out there. I don't know whether it's Vancouver, Washington, or Vancouver, British Columbia. But by the way, Here's just a little bit of radio host lore. Guess who surveyed the initial settlement of Vancouver, Washington? So they're on the Columbia River. In fact, Vancouver, Washington it adjoins the town named Kelso, Washington. And the guy, let me remember his name, Peter Crawford. I just found out yesterday. Peter Crawford is my cousin. And he was a surveyor, trained in Scotland, came over to America in 1818. Surveyors were in big demand because the way it worked back then, you could stake a claim to a piece of land, but it had to be surveyed so that you'd know what was yours and, you know, good fences make good neighbors, that kind of thing. So Peter Crawford surveyed a town, a new town that he was founding, actually. And, well, pick a name. He chose his birthplace, Kelso, Scotland, and called it Kelso, Washington. And he's my cousin. How do you like that? And through Peter Crawford, I have another line. I didn't know about the Crawford line. I didn't know I was a Crawford. I have another, yet another relationship to William Wallace, who is married a Crawford. Anyway, there you go. So we'll hope James will come back there from Vancouver, whether Washington or Canada. Let's go to some more stories here. I've just enjoyed Donald Trump Jr. You know, I'm listening to Mike Pence today, as you must be also. He's all over TV, and he's doing a great job as the head of the coronavirus fire brigade and he's a good guy. But I want something with a little more zing. I want a fighter. You're going to have a fighter to pick up where Dad left off as president. You got to have somebody that's a William Wallace. All right, we need a William Wallace, we do. Well, how did it go in the movie Braveheart? You may live. You may live. But you'll never be able to say, I was there. I was there with the Scots when we beat the English. I don't know. You remember that great line? William Wallace, with a blue paint on his face, is riding up down the horse, down the line there of his Scotsmen. And these guys fight. These guys know how to fight. George Washington said of his Revolutionary Army, he said, without the Scots from the hills of Virginia, he said, without those Scots, I wouldn't have an army. These guys love to fight, and they have balls of steel. And William Wallace, he's riding up and down the line. I forget what the line was. Who do you think I am? You know, he says, do you expect shooting balls of fire from my arse? He gets his men to laugh because they're facing imminent death, facing an overwhelming English Edward I's army across the field from them. And they're death. That's not a fun thing to face, is it? But boy, these guys fought. Anyway, Donald Trump Sr. must be succeeded by somebody who's willing to get on the horse and charge at great risk. And Donald Jr. has got it. He has got what his dad has. Mike Pence, I don't think, does. I mean, I know he doesn't. Bless his heart. He's a good man. But that's not what's required in this situation. It has to be somebody of absolute genius. Somebody can stay on his horse all day. Historians have noted that one reason George Washington won over the British is that he could sit in the saddle longer than any British commander on the other side. Interesting. We've got a break coming up and another segment after that. Let's see if the doctors can bring James in Vancouver around. We'll be back after this break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, folks. I'm going to cut into transition music here because I want to play a little clip for you. And all you sons of Scotland out there, and all of us are, even if you aren't a Scot, if you're a German or an Englishman or a Swede, we're all sons of Scotland. We're all, you know, country folk who can't survive. Now, listen to this. This is Mel Gibson. I was talking about him yesterday. He's got the blue face paint on. He's on his horse. He's facing the English, and his men are there. They don't want to fight the English. Listen to him. This only takes a minute. It's one of the greatest speeches ever given in movies. And it's true. It's history. And William Wallace, it turns out, is my 21st great-grandfather. So these are the words of my grandfather.
Sons of Scotland, I am William Wallace.
William Wallace is 7 feet tall.
Yes, I've heard. He kills men by the hundred. And if he were here, he'd consume the English with fireballs from his eyes and bolts of lightning from his arse. I am William Wallace.
Now, he hasn't won them over yet. They're laughing. He says, if I was William Wallace, I could kill the English with bolts of lightning from my ass. But his men still don't want to fight. But listen to the turning point.
And I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny.
That's what you are. You're here in defiance of tyranny.
You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
What will you do without freedom? Will you fight? And they all chant, no. No. So how does this great leader turn them around? How does this Donald Trump inspire his troops?
We will live. Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to train all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
What does that sound like? A Trump rally? Yes, that's William Wallace leading his Trump rally. And, Mel, we need you. And we're out of time. Jim in Brooklyn. Jim, will you call back tomorrow night? Give you a rain check. We're out of time, and we'll meet up again tomorrow night, folks. And we'll have the full results on the Biden versus, you know, the election, all that. So it's going to be Joe Biden that Trump will be demolishing. See you tomorrow night.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.